plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Hello everybody, welcome to the show, welcome to Sit a Spell. I am your host Lisa Lee and I've got a super fun show lined up for you. I have got a whole bunch of people in the house tonight. I've got my oldest daughter Ashley who's going to do the news. I've got my youngest daughter Heather Feather Pookie Bear who I'm going to force to be on the radio and she's going to love it. And I've got my dear best friend Karen Richie, who is being a smarty pants right now. And she is our expert in all things stones and Reiki and all of that. So she's going to talk about that. And we even have Alex, who, say hi, Alex.
Hi.
And we've got Ebony, but Ebony's a puppy, so she probably will speak up because she usually does whenever we're trying to record. That's when she decides to go nuts. So they probably will. So, I am your host, Lisa Lee. Today is June, 26th, 27th? I have no idea. 26th. It's Wednesday, and it is a glorious day. So many amazing things have happened to me in the last... Yeah, it's 27th. I don't know what the day is. 27th.
Yes.
I've had so many amazing things happen to me in the last month. My life went from kind of bottoming out. I had a lot of issues. Some of you guys know about them. But now in the last month, I've got this amazing job, which I work for this woman who I call her Miranda. However, her actual real name is Kay. She is like the woman from The Devil Wears Prada. It's crazy. In fact, I returned 3 boxes for her in the last week, and they contained $77,000 worth of clothing. I can think of so many more better things that I could do with $77,000. Don't even get me started on that. But she's just a hoot, and she is Miranda from The Devil Wears Prada. So that is who I work for. What else has happened? I have a house. I got a house. Woo! Yay me. I move in on Sunday.
Thank God.
I've been Karen's house guest that never leaves. I am the house guest that never ever leaves. So she's thrilled. She's helping me pack.
Thanks at the door.
So I have a new house. And it's very, very cute. It looks like a little cottage. And I'm going to decorate it as so.
Stumbling distance.
And it is stumbling distance.
From
my oldest daughter, Ashley. She lives 2 houses away from me. Or I live 2 houses away from her, however you want to put it. But yes, as we say, it's stumbling distance because, you know, we like the wine. In fact, right now we are all drinking a glass of wine.
Not me.
That's because you're out. That doesn't count.
Checking the box.
That does not count if you drink it. So we have a super fun show. Let's start with some news. And let's give Ashley a little bit of, I know that all of you guys have been, not all of you, but most of you have, because I talk about my daughter so much, but I told you Ebony was going to show up. And she's pulling it. She's stuck. Okay. So everybody talks about my girls, because I'm always talking about my girls on the show. Well, Ashley is going to do our news from now on. Ashley is our new news correspondent, and she looks horrified. So the 3 news stories I gave her, one is incredibly awkward for her to say, And you'll hear why. Think bananas. And the other two, the words are ridiculously hard to pronounce. So give her a little bit of the benefit of the doubt and let's all laugh.
What?
With her, okay. And not at her.
Like, that's so mean.
Ashley.
Okay. Hello.
From the Shire.
Yes. From the Shire! The first one is called The Drunken Stripper from the Golden Banana. A coven of Salem witches and the groping man, horrifically impaled when she crashed into a flatbed truck. And the story goes, a coven of witches from Salem, Massachusetts, appeared in court to support a local stripper who was arrested on drunk driving charges after she crashed her car, killing her passenger. In addition to working at DB's Golden Banana Gentleman's Club, Angelique Catherine Griffin, 25, is active in the local Wiccan community. The support led her uncle, a self-professed warlock, to hex anyone who tried to harm his niece. The security camera captured the horrific moment early Saturday when the passenger side of her PT Cruiser smashed into the back of a flatbed truck parked along the road. I'm scrolling down. Please hold.
Scrolling.
Dylan Renard, 19, was impaled on impact and died in the passenger seat. Tattooed across his chest was the phrase, "While I breathe, I hope."
Ooh.
Ooh, God. Griffin, the mother of 3-year-old twins, told authorities she crashed because Mr. Renard would not stop trying to fondle her as she drove, authorities say.
My.
His family disputed the claim and shouted at Griffin in court that Mr. Renard could do better than her. Griffin admitted to drinking 2 beers and 2 very strong vodka and Red Bull cocktails before getting behind the wheel, the Boston Herald reports. She claimed she didn't want to drive, but her friend told her she was the least person drunk in the group and had to take Mr. Renard, an aspiring rapper, home. The least drunk.
Okay. Oh.
After the crash, Griffin sobbed at the scene and screamed, "Did I kill him? Is he dead?" The newspaper reports. Griffin was charged with motor vehicle homicide and drunken driving. When she appeared in court on Monday, several local witches and warlocks showed up to support her, something her attorney noted to the judge. Salem has been a hotbed for Wiccans and other people who practice pagan religions because of the 1692 and 1693 witch trials there, which saw puritanical settlers execute 28 people suspected of practicing witchcraft.
That's my dog.
Griffin's uncle, Christian Day, posted on Facebook asking a friend to send him energy to help his niece. "I need to hex each and every person that would dare harm her," he wrote. "I call upon everything in the heavens and hells to protect her and to strike down anyone who would capitalize on this tragedy for their own gain."
I have a problem with a lot of that.
I agree.
That exploits witches and warlocks to the point of things that
first
we don't
do
that.
Warlocks, that's like the term warlock actually means something like, I can't remember what it means, but it doesn't mean male witch.
Okay, so
that's a TV thing, and that's a bunch of hooey, and anybody that uses the name warlock, they are obviously completely clueless, and they're out for shock value, but the word warlock is a joke. But I really do have a problem with that story. I mean, Well, actually, first of all, drunk driving, and she was the least drunk there. Come on.
That's college.
She's younger.
I know, but I'm just saying, we did that in college. This one drunk drives everybody home. That's not okay.
No, it's not.
We grew up, didn't we?
Yeah.
She evidently didn't.
Well, and the guy died. I mean, for God's sake.
And his tattoo.
I know,
so
that's
sad.
So sad. Mm-hmm. But for, I mean, bless her coven for coming to, you know, be by her side and mm-hmm. you know, awesome for that. But frankly, the uncle saying he's going to put a hex on anybody,
everyone?
That I mean, mm-hmm. come on. She did something ridiculously stupid and somebody died because of it. She needs to have the consequences.
I so agree.
And
she
so,
has the choice to say, no, I can't drive, I've been drinking. She
exactly,
has the choice.
Exactly. So, I don't know, I kind of have a problem with that. It started out super funny, and honestly, I should have probably read the entire thing before sending it to you, because it started out super funny with the whole banana hammock, no, not banana hammock, banana...
Gentleman's
Club. Oh, where's my head?
The golden banana.
The golden banana. Gentleman's Club.
Banana hammock.
What banana feel, isn't it?
Isn't that underwear?
Yeah, let's do that. Anyway, so I should have read further into it. So it started out to be funny, but it ended up to be not so good. So.
But we all learned a lesson.
Yes, don't drink and drive and be stupid. And obviously,
Deputy Keeper, DUI costs 20 grand. And you kill people. You go to jail.
Exactly. Rocket science? I think not. Mm-hmm.
Next one.
Our next news item is Ash.
A motley tapestry of faiths. From the Daily Star. A Catholic priest, a Jewish rabbi, a Wiccan priestess, and a Muslim imam walk into a bar. The bartender says, is this some kind of joke? It might be a joke. My favorite of the many religious jokes I've heard over the years. Or it just might be an interfaith meeting. The setting tends to point to the former. The local interfaith clergy have chosen to eschew the tavern setting for a more respectable, less comedic eating establishment. We meet once a month for breakfast and conversation over eggs and pancakes. We share stories, publicize our congregational events, and sometimes coordinate an interfaith response to some crisis or provocative incident. What does it mean to be interfaith? In some circles, it means a gathering of people from different Christian traditions. Sometimes the circle is expanded and the Jewish community is invited to sit at the table. More often these days, members of the Muslim faith are a welcome part of the gathering too. As a Unitarian Universalist minister, I found
nicely done.
Thank you. I found myself both welcome and excluded from interfaith gatherings. I try not to take that personally. After all, as Groucho Marx said, I don't want to belong to any club that will accept me as a member. Actually, that's not true. It always hurts to be excluded. Fortunately, I'm a welcome member of the interfaith clergy gatherings here in Oneonta.
Let's go with Oneonta.
As a colleague once told me, I'm there to keep them honest. I'm happy to say that religious leaders of the Muslim community would be welcome too, and they are invited. Interfaith gatherings aren't easy. And I scrolled too far. Assumptions have to be checked at the door. Accommodations have to be made. Mistakes always happen. Apologies and forgiveness are both offered in abundance, which is really the whole point. Checking assumptions, making room for others, forgiving others and one another. These are all spiritual practices and absolute necessities in our ever-shrinking, increasing connected world. Humans have always been a diverse bunch, and our answers to the universal questions even more so. In all of recorded history, there has never been a time when there was one religion, one faith tradition, or one belief system. It is highly unlikely such a time, such a convergence of belief will ever occur. If it did, what would the interfaith clergy discuss over breakfast? In such a world of diversity and mystery, we have to learn how to get along, how to discuss our beliefs, how to listen to and accept one another, even when we disagree, especially when we disagree.
I kind of like that.
Me too.
I mean, there's so many faiths out there that they don't want anything to do with anybody else's faith, and, you know, there's so much division out there. Karen's licking cheese. But no, I really like the fact that people are coming together and
sharing ideas.
Yeah, that's great. I like that story. So, okay, so that wasn't a crap one that
no,
I gave you.
It was coming together.
Unlike the first one. Okay, and our last news story is...
P.S. The words are really difficult. Don't judge me. Women branded as witch molested in Rajasthan? June 25th, a 30-year-old woman was stripped and molested after being branded as a witch in Rajasthan's Tonk District Police said Monday. Oh, God. Oh. The incident took place Saturday in Dwan Village of Tonk District, some 120 kilometers from Jaipur.
How many phone calls are you going to get on that?
I know, I'm sorry. The women approached police to register a first informational report against four people Sunday evening. We have a registered case against Shoijinath, Harlal, Harjinath.
Can I just interrupt you for a second?
God.
The content is really upsetting and really sad, but listening to you try to describe it is really hard to not laugh because I feel conflicted because I shouldn't be laughing because the content is terrible. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
The woman says that four men barged into her house while she was sleeping and started allegedly alleging that she was a witch. They asked her to leave the village, he said. She said in her complaint that they stripped, molested, and tried to rape her, but she managed to escape, the official said. Police are probing if the accused want to grab her property by forcing her to leave the village. According to the draft Rajasthan Women Bill 2011, a crime would be considered to have been committed when any person or community intentionally or inadvertently abates, conspires, aids, and instigates the identification of a woman as a witch, leading her to mental and physical torture and humiliation.
Wait, they're saying that that's acceptable or that it's not acceptable?
To have been committed.
Okay.
The bill has proposed a maximum of 7 years imprisonment and a fine for those who grab property of such women.
You believe that that stuff still happens in today's day and age? Now, granted, it's not here in the States or even in Europe, but...
But there's still controversy and still judgment when someone says, I'm Wiccan or I'm a witch. People are like, ooh, mm-hmm. no hexes. So there's still some discrimination, but not to that degree.
Not like that. It's...
far more accepted here than it is elsewhere.
Well, they're killing people... Oh, I just read this last week. There was a man that was beheaded in Saudi Arabia because
Why?
He was accused of being a witch. And that is unacceptable completely over there. And in Africa, they do that as well. You're dead. If you are accused of being a witch, they cut your head off.
Not fair.
Like the Salem witch trials. Uh-huh. Those people, they weren't even witches. They were
fear.
Christians.
Fear driven. Yeah. Which is that? Ignorance.
We still live with a lot of ignorance in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple of spells for you.
Woohoo!
let me pull them up. Okay, your first spell for the day is casting instructions for a good day spell. Everybody needs a good day, and it's all about positivity, so good day spell. And you know what you need for this one? Ask me what you need, girls.
What do you need?
You need your voice.
No. Continue.
Ashley's bored now. Okay, so you can do this anywhere. Anywhere you like, on the go, sitting down, standing up, whatever. It doesn't matter. First, you rub your hands together for as long as you like.
What are we doing? We rub our hands together. We activate our hand chakras.
Yes, Karen, Ricky. Okay, so you're going to rub your hands together for as long as you feel like it, and briefly feel the energy that radiates from them in your cupped hands. Bring those cupped hands to your lips and whisper, I wish for a good day. I wish for a good day. Please grant it to me, Queen of Fae. My sister Lil will love this. Please give me a good day. So, it's, I wish for a good day. I wish for a good day. Please grant it to me, Queen of Fae. Please give me a good day. And sometimes before, Karen's raising her hand, yes, Jim.
Are we saying I wish for a good day 3 times?
1, 2, 3 times.
Perfect.
Sometimes before a lesson I hate, I change day to lesson. So, I wish for a good lesson. You know, you can intersperse any kind of words that you want, but that's a really nice, simple one. After whispering that into your hands, open your hands and imagine glowing balls of energy floating to the sky. Karen is very good at this. She's been teaching us all about energy. So you're going to imagine that glowing ball of energy and then you're going to push it up. Out into the universe, exactly. And our next spell, Ashley will like a little better because it has accessories.
Do they match? Do they go? Not match
though,
sorry.
Oh. I was thinking since, you know, it's bikini season, for some of you, not for me. I have to replace that. I would do a shrink my waist spell.
Ooh, and why do you have to replace that, Lisa?
You tell them, Karen, because you're the expert.
Not an expert. Mm-hmm. You throw out something negative in the universe, you have to replace it with something positive because your aura shrinks and... You throw negative out there, you're going to get negative back threefold.
Yep.
So if you happen to say something negative about somebody, replace it with something positive to negate it. And we're good.
Karen has been teaching me this and reinforcing this into my brain every single... Because I kind of have a teeny, tiny little bit of a sarcastic attitude.
Oh, boy. Really?
Hey. Did you hear that, you guys? All three of them are like, really?
Just lately. You should have told me happy birthday. Like, we all have moods. We all fall a little bit here and there. If we weren't human, we wouldn't, you know, it's one of those things. We do. So let's fix our mistakes by adding positive to the negative, and everything is happy.
Everything is happy, happy, joy, joy. But I'll sit there and I'll say something sarcastic or smart alecky, and Karen will look at me and she'll be like, ah, what do you do? And I'm like, and I have such a happy life.
Doesn't quite go like that. I didn't like throw a loogie somewhere.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Like, oh, what are we going to do?
And I'll be like, and the sky is so pretty.
Even when it's raining.
Oh, I like when it rains.
Good idea.
We had, speaking of rain and all of that, all of my listeners, if you could do me a favor and send some positive vibes and energy over to Duluth, Minnesota. Totally. They are in deep trouble, deep
also
water.
Also, in Superior, Wisconsin, a lot of sinkholes, flooding, a lot of devastation. Unfortunately, Governor Walker isn't doing a whole lot to help out.
He's not.
But he was reelected. Hey.
So sometimes it's sad to say I'm from Wisconsin, but I do not
support
Governor Walker.
He's not doing anything.
Not much. Just basically passing along. This is a government address where you can apply for help.
Well, and because most people don't have flood insurance because they haven't had a flood like this in over 100 years.
And we have a house up there, too, and thank God we were to put my parents live in our part of town where I did it, so we feel fortunate, and also fortunate that none of our family members got harmed, but there's so many people who don't have simple things like an indoor toilet. They don't have a car to drive. They don't have running water.
If there are pictures up there, you can just Google Duluth floods. It is unbelievable, the damage.
The Blue got a whole bunch of pictures on those.
Weren't all the zoo animals?
Yes, there was a seal.
There
was a seal in the
downtown Duluth.
No, but the farm animals were all killed.
Ten of the farm animals got killed, the seals and the polar bear, but they were recaptured, thank goodness. My uncle-in-law, if you were ex-uncle-in-law, whatever you want to call it, actually stopped traffic in Duluth and saved one of the seals. If you're going to stand out in a flooded area and people are pissed off as it is, to stop traffic and further disrupt whatever is going on to save an animal, more power to you, mm-hmm. Paul Osterlund.
I agree.
My hat's off to you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Send your energy.
Yeah, please send your energy. There's also a couple of sites up there that are not up there, but out there that you can actually donate money. I mean, they don't have flood insurance. They don't expect to have floods like that. And they've estimated that it's over $100 million in damage now.
Well over, yeah. And I'm sure the Red Cross has got a website set up. One of us will jump on a computer and try to see if we can find a URL to post or to say on the show where even $5 helps.
Oh, God,
we start $5, pack of cigarettes, it's a meal at McDonald's. There's people who don't have some of the basic necessities that we all take for granted. When the power goes out, you know, we're frustrated for 12 to 24 hours, and these people have done it for a couple of weeks. And that's hard.
It's awful.
Also, just so you know, I received a notice saying that the blood banks are extremely low, so if you feel like donating some life source, please do so.
Awesome idea. The hospitals, I'm sure, are going to need it for injuries.
Yep.
And if not, the blood banks are low. American Red Cross. Alex just donated, or he just went over to Seminary Lutheran and donated. It's easy. He's 19. You know, go give a pint of blood. It doesn't cost you anything because your body's going to regenerate that pint.
And you get cookies.
I was just going to say that. That was a high five. Yeah, so there's a lot of need out there, and we together are strong, so let's go and make a difference. Even if you can't afford even the $5, because you know what, some people can't.
A blanket for a dog at Humane Society.
Yeah.
You know, the animals up there are suffering as well. A $5 donation to the zoo, or go volunteer for an hour.
Yep.
You know?
And if you can't do any of that, which is understandable, I mean, I've been in places where I couldn't even afford anything. I mean, I was just there.
Positive thought.
Positive, so if you could do that for me. I'd love you forever. Okay, back to let's shrink our waists.
Oh, that was such a detour.
That was a great segue.
Yeah,
don't you think? Let's save the world and get thin.
Yeah.
And what time of the month are we going to do this?
we're shrinking our waist, so we need to do it in the waning. Yeah, waning is smaller. Thank you. I was just so you know, kids. I've had half a glass of wine now. Woo! So there you go. Can't think of anything right now. Okay.
Yes, you can.
Well, I can. I'm just distracted. And shiny things. I mean, God. I know. Karen walks around and she like moves her hand and I see the sparkle in her ring and I'm like, hello.
Whittle the waist.
Oh, whittle the waist. Whittle the waist. Okay. Back on target. Okay. What you're going to need for this spell is white and orange candles, measuring tape. What? Oh, she gave me a funny look. Okay. Tape. A white or orange cord, pen, paper, permanent marker, heat safe plate, and the waning moon. Okay. What you're going to do is you're going to light the candles. Write on one side of the paper what your current waist measurement is. Then on the other side, what you wish it to be. And be realistic. Don't be like, I want a 17-inch waist because that's sick. I don't think, well, it's not healthy. Anyway, okay. So write what you'd like it to be. Place the piece of paper current side up, so your current weight side up in front of the candles. Mark on the measuring tape where you wish your waist to measure with that adhesive tape. Then X out where you are now with a permanent marker. Sit and meditate. I want you to visualize how you're going to look and feel when you're at that goal. And really feel that pride and the happiness and the excitement. And Karen's raising her hand.
Can I interrupt on the meditation thing? Please, 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 please be sure that you make a wholehearted attempt at grounding yourself before you start meditating. Imagine roots growing through your feet into the ground and sending all that negative energy back into the earth. So you're filled with happy, healthy, white energy. And meditate from there.
You're awesome. I'm going to have you on the show all the time. Actually, I am going to have all of you on the show all the time. Woo! You don't like it? Too bad. Okay. So remember, really feel that pride and happiness and be excited. And once you've got a solid picture of all of that in your mind, take that piece of paper and burn each end in the flame of one of the candles and place the paper on the plate, imagining that the inches are burning away with the paper. Take the cord and begin to tie knots, starting at one end and alternating to the other end while moving from the outside inward. Oh, God. Karen's phone just rang.
We're going to need to cut that out.
No, we're fine. Okay, so, okay, back to it. Take the cord and begin to tie knots at one end and alternating to the other while moving from the outside inward until you reach 9 total knots. Tie it around your neck or wrist. Frankly, I would say your wrist. By this time, the paper should be ash, so gather the ashes and release them into the wind, saying, so mote it be, as the ashes blow away. And as your waist starts to shrink, mark off your measurements on that measuring tape with the marker until you hit the tape. Once you reach your goal, bury the cord as an offering to the earth. So, I don't know, I think that's really fun.
I like that.
I do too. I think it's really fun. Yeah. And it's got accessories that Ashley likes.
And if this was too fast for you, it'll be later placed on the website.
Yeah, I'll as always, I'll put all of the spells on the website. So there are your two spells for the day. So, Karen.
Yes, ma'am.
You are all things experts in stones.
Okay. Not expert. I just love rocks. Mm-hmm. I love rocks. That's
she
pretty.
Likes she likes Everyone. Rocks. You have a I have them in my
I know.
In my bra.
Yep.
Karen always gives me rocks and she says keep them in your pocket, but I never have anything. I don't ever have pockets. So the next best thing I can think of is to stick them in my bra.
It's all against your skin. Doesn't matter.
And it works great unless people want to hug me, and then it's a little painful.
You get one hanging between your bra.
I do. That Karen made. Karen makes pendulums as well and necklaces. Anyway, Karen, you have some stone information.
Pendulum information. A little bit is history. There are some famous inventors and famous thinkers from the past who have used and tested out the pendulum theory. Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, Robert Boyle, father of modern chemistry. General Patton was known to use a pendulum.
General Patton? That is awesome!
General Patton. The military decorated officer using a pendulum, which is pretty awesome. You know, some people say that the pendulums create a bridge between the logical parts and the intuitive parts. When you're using a pendulum, it really, you have to program it. Programming it is pretty specific, if you will. Program it?
Yeah.
There's a couple different ways, and I program mine all the same. Holding my pendulum, I swing it north to south and say, this is in waiting or neutral. And then I always thank it. You always have to thank the universe for what it's doing for you. Then I intentionally swing it clockwise and say, this is yes. Stop it and say, thank you. And then I go back, this is in waiting, north to south, to clear that yes energy. Thank your pendulum. Swing your pendulum counterclockwise. Say, this is no. You thank it. And swing it again north to south to clear that and say thank you. So when you ask your question, make sure your question is a yes or no answer, or it's an answer that can be given as a yes or no. And don't look directly at your pendulum, because you can will it to, with the energy in your body, you can will your pendulum yes or no.
So, you really can?
Yeah. So test that later if you'd like.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. So when you hold your pendulum straight, it's always good to put your elbow on a flat surface so that you're not intentionally swinging it one direction, because you're going to ask a question and
your body's naturally going to go,
yep, oh, yeah. I want that to say yes. You know, so look just past your pendulum and wait for it to swing. And it doesn't matter if it's a subtle swing. It's either going to swing a little bit or it's going to swing a lot. And always thank your pendulum. Thank the universe for helping you create that energy or use that energy with your divining tool.
I remember that one time when we were asking all those questions when your mother-in-law was here, and we're doing the pendulum, and I would say whatever my question was,
yep.
And afterwards I'd be like, oh, and Karen, she'd mouth, thank you, and I'd be like, oh yeah, thank you.
You always have to think, being thankful for what you're given or what you're being helped with is always a good thing to do, and it's putting positive energy out in the universe.
Yep.
And yes, my mother-in-law said, does Karen love her mother-in-law? And of course I do. And it was going to swing yes. I didn't even have to look at it. I shut my eyes and it swung like crazy, because I do love my mother-in-law. She's a great lady.
She's a hoot.
Down to earth for 76.
And she's just funny.
She is funny.
And she puts you in your place.
She
but
can.
But in a funny way.
She's not afraid to call my sarcasm on the carpet, which was one of the reasons why I love her. So
she's always like, I'm kicking you out of your bedroom.
Pretty fun. Your pendulum is like an antenna. It takes in energy from your body, which is why always clearing it after you ask your question. Same with using tarot cards. Always thank the universe for what you're being given. And choosing a pendulum is really up to you. It's like choosing a rock. When you hold a rock and close your eyes, hold it in your dominant hand, close your eyes, imagine it cleansed and clean if you don't have an opportunity to rinse underwater or sage it or smudge it, or under incense. When you hold a pendulum, whether it's just a stone itself, which is a lot of what I do when I make pendulums, is I just pick out a stone that vibrates that I love, and I just create a pendulum. Some are pointed. Hold it in your dominant hand and just think about that stone in your hand. And if that stone goes berserk and vibrates and just makes your heart race and feel happy, it was meant for you. If it doesn't, it's not meant for you. If you have specific stones that you love, you and I, Lisa being Gemini, agates are...
I hate agates.
I know, but they resonate with us as Gemini. And if you... I have my main go-to pendulum is an agate. It's a Mott's agate. It's the earth. I love standing outside with my feet in the grass. You know, it's just... It's an earthy thing for me.
I like it, but I'm always afraid that there's going to be a spider that's going to walk over my foot, so it freaks me out. So I need to figure out a way how to ground in a way that I need to learn how to get past my spirit of bugs.
Which we can work on.
Yeah.
Is that after the show?
Yeah, after the show.
We'll work on that.
I didn't mean like right now we're going to deal with that.
Make sure that your questions should be a definite yes and no. Your intentions should always be happy and positive. You should never pick up a pendulum when you're angry or upset, because you're not going to get an accurate answer. And if there's a question that I need to know an answer to, I'll ask a similar question that 3 times in a row, a similar idea, or
yep,
just because
yep.
I want to know. and I'll pick up my agate, or I'll pick up my chakra pendant and hold it. And you can use, it doesn't have to be a pendulum, one stone on a one strand of whatever. It can be a necklace with a stone on it. You can program anything really to be a pendulum because it absorbs energy and it's the
universe. Didn't your mother-in-law talk about the pencil thing?
Yeah, she used to do a pencil test for how, whether or not you're going to have a boy or a girl, how many kids you're going to have. So she used a pencil and a string, which that was her pendulum for the longest time. And I made her a pendulum. She loved it. She's got it in her purse. She holds it and places it and douses with it and loves it. It's awesome. So really, you can use a pencil.
Whatever, you know? Whatever works.
It's just cheese. Doesn't matter. Because everything's energy.
Let's do a cheese pendulum.
Let's. Yeah. And you don't have to choose pendulums, the rocks, by what resonates with your...
There's been a lot of times that you've handed me rocks or stones or whatever, and you're like, feel this, feel this. And I'll put it in my hand and I'll be like, it feels like rock. You know, I get absolutely nothing from it.
Yep.
And then there's other times that you won't even say, like, are you getting anything from this? You'll just, like, throw me a rock and I'll be like, holy crap. Because it's wobbly in my head. Not in my head, but I mean... And you can feel the...
It's like when your arm falls asleep. You feel that tingly all the way up your arm.
It's weird.
Or up to your eyeballs, which some of my spheres, when you hold them, they're like, oh my god, and, you know.
Yep.
So really it's finding a rock that you like or going to a store with a bunch of pendulums. So just hold them one at a time. And even though other people have held them, if you pick up a pendulum and just think to yourself and imagine it being clean and cleansed of all negative energy of people who have touched it before, that's good enough to be able to find a pendulum. And
is it okay to buy pendulums and stones online, or do you recommend that they actually
grab them? To walk into a store and hold the stones, but if you don't have a New Age store or minimalist store close to you, sometimes when I'm looking online, there'll be a particular particular stones that will jump out at me that I have to buy, and I get them and I'm just like, whoa! They just go crazy. So you don't necessarily have to get them in person. It's easier because you can hold them all. But if you don't have a store close to you, it's okay to buy them online.
Okay.
I buy rocks online.
You should see her rock collection. You could have your own metaphysical store with the stuff that you got.
And I use every single one of them.
I know you do. Karen's got a whole healing room in her house. She does Reiki. And she's got this healing room where you walk down into the room and you... instantly, I got another story for you too. You instantly feel better. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Karen already knows the story, but I had a tooth that was so freaking painful last week. I couldn't eat. In fact, one time I ate on that side, something small, and the pain was so incredibly bad that I literally got dizzy. I mean, it was terrible. It hurt so bad. My daughter was giving me drugs. Everybody, not drugs like that. No, I didn't mean drugs. I meant she was, you know. So everybody was trying to help me because, you know, I was having real major issues. And for a while, I was starting, I think, to look like a chipmunk on one side. It wasn't pretty. So I'm like, Karen, I need your help. And... like I said, Karen's got this healing room in her basement, and you walk into it, and you're instantly happy and healthy, and, you know, it's just such a peaceful, I love your room, seriously.
And another show, we can talk about crystal grids, if that's what I have going on down there.
Okay, let's do that for the next show. So I was at work, and I texted her, and I'm like, I'm really in trouble right now. My mouth hurts so bad. And I was like, can you just do some distance healing for me, please? Because I didn't have time to go down for like a full Reiki session or anything. I'm here to tell you right now, Karen is a genius. Because I can eat on that tooth. I can do everything. It's like I never had an issue anymore. She just did her symbol-y thing, and I don't know what the hell she did to me, but it worked.
And temporary. Because eventually...
I get that.
And,
but
the disclaimer being... Reiki's not a replacement for traditional medicine, so you go see a dentist, which you are, and you're free.
Yeah.
To help temporarily, I'm happy to do it. And you're easy to do it on because
you're easy.
I've been told that.
You can do Reiki on because you believe in what I do, and you believe in angels, and you believe in the fact that
Well, I've seen it. No, here's the deal. You would think that I'm the most, like, open-minded, I believe everything, blah, 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 but I'm actually one of the most skeptical people that you know.
It's healthy.
Well, because some of the stuff, I'm like, oh, it's just a bunch of hooey. It's just a bunch of crap, you know?
Hooey?
Hooey.
Is that a word?
That's the technical term for crap. Huh. But I actually, half the stuff, I don't believe. I just really don't believe it. Mm-hmm. But I've seen it work, and I know that Reiki works. You fixed my freaking tooth, and I was in tears and almost fainted because it was so bad. So that was a whole different subject that I didn't plan on getting on, but I just wanted to talk about your healing room and the stones and all of that stuff, and it really just kind of tied in, so I apologize if I...
No, that's okay.
No. Speaking of stones, were there any specific stones that you wanted to talk about tonight?
Well, no, just more... You really have to... And maybe we can post, copy and paste a chart into your webpage and people can look at, or give them a URL to look at that describes the properties of each stone. But if you're unsure what to do or what to get, and it's easy to buy 5 million of them because so many of them are either pretty sparkly or the properties are unbelievable.
I prefer sparkly.
This is gold stones for you. If you're unsure of which one to get, the universal stone is clear quartz. So if you find a clear quartz pendulum, they're inexpensive. You get it to start with just to test out the waters. And if it's something that you enjoy doing with your clear quartz, then do a little more research and figure out which stone you want to use to find to pendulum with or divine with.
Now, I know that you use stones absolutely every single day. And you also give stones away.
And Alex has three in his pocket. He was the hardest one to convert.
Really?
Yep. He's got three citrine in his pocket. And citrine is a stone that doesn't absorb negativity, so it never has to be cleansed or rinsed in or put in sea salt, or smudged or sage or whatever. You don't have to do anything to it.
My favorite stone is the metabolism stone.
Which is...
I don't know.
Citrine!
There you go. I didn't even know that!
Citrine is like the all-around good guy stone.
It is a good guy stone. I love citrine. It's pretty. It's yellow.
It is pretty.
Like the sun.
It's not as sparkly as I would like.
Okay. I know the gold stone one. I bought some blue gold stone today to make pendulums. I'll throw one in your next necklace, okay?
You should see the necklace that I have on. In fact, we will take a picture of this, and I will post it on my Facebook page because it is absolutely stunning. What she did was she made a necklace that can also be used as a pendulum. What are the stones that are in here?
What are they for? Hematite, jet, and amethyst. Amethyst resonates, and fluorite. Fluorite is a healing stone, which I love. Amethyst is a great all-around stone for Gemini. Her and I both resonate to 99.9% of any amethyst that we pick up.
I love amethyst. That's my very favorite. I feel just really connected to that one.
The hematite being a great grounding stone. So when you add the grounding in with the energy and the healing, it is a great combination.
Love it.
Yep.
So,
my favorite stone store, Art and Soul in Stillwater, Minnesota. Shout out to those guys. They have an unbelievable variety of stones, rocks, spheres, baubles, gadgets, sparklies, wall hangings. Oh my goodness. You walk down into the basement where most of the stones are.
Do you just light up?
I light up at them. I'm just like, oh my god, I could sleep down here. You just stand there. You can feel the energy of everything vibrating in that room. It is unbelievable.
Who was the guy that you just met this week? The one with the crystal garden?
I have his card. I didn't meet him. It was the owner of the Parrot Gallery at the Compass Center for Healing in Stillwater. There's a gentleman that the owner knows who has a crystal garden that is phenomenal. It's not open to the public. You have to be a patient or a client to be able to go in there. This guy has accumulated mass amounts of the most unbelievable stones and spheres and has set up his backyard as a huge healing area. Can't wait to walk through there.
Oh, you have to bring me with.
The Parrot Gallery's got an unbelievable selection of singing bowls, which you can cleanse your stones with sound from singing bowls, whether they're handheld by the Tibetan monks or they're manufactured, doesn't matter. The sound itself is phenomenal. Also another show.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who have thrown their entire life and their entire everything they're being into stones. It's amazing what you can do with them.
Like I said before, I'm the most skeptical person when it comes to so many things. However, I've seen and felt, you know, like physically felt the change in the stones. So I'm a believer now, only because I've seen it with my own eyes.
And you have experienced it, especially with the rose quartz that I gave you, being compassion and forgiveness.
Well, yeah.
And heart healing. Same with my mother-in-law.
That's so true, because look at everything that I've been through in the last 2 months. I should be still a puddle on the floor basket case.
And
I'm not. I am healthy and thriving and loving life. So I...
Stones have been a big part of that.
Yeah.
Not the only reason. And Lisa's youngest daughter, Heather, whom I have been working for so long to get her to carry a stone, is carrying a rose quartz heart. And it is, I cried when you took that stone home with you. I was like, oh, not only was it victory, but it was the fact the fact that I knew that it was going to benefit you to the point of healing. So
it's, it made me cry.
I know.
It did.
I was mad at you for that.
You love me anyway.
You do.
Well, she was bottling her feelings and stuffing them so hard.
Now, if we can get her to hold on to a hematite and keep a hematite stone, because that balances her yin-yang energy. Woohoo!
Wow. She, Heather was made like huge strides in the last couple of days, don't you think? I mean, she's like
last week.
Yeah,
she's blossomed. What
she totally has.
I know.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that we did spells on her.
And there's rocks everywhere. Do you see my fireplace?
I wonder.
One, two, three, four, five stones on the fireplace, and two right below you.
I now carry a ring with me that they did whatever to.
Yep.
Super spell oil and a little bit of extra rosemary.
Yep.
The technical term.
Whatever.
Term.
She did whatever to. No, the girls, I mean, I raised my girls, this is normal for them. What would we do on Halloween besides hand out candy? We would have entire...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what, really?
I don't know.
Oh. Girls, what would we do on Halloween? We would have the...
Not funny.
Not that.
Oh, I think you're bringing up bad memories.
No,
we weren't allowed to trick or treat.
That was when I was in my...
Back your teeth.
No.
That was when I was in the right-wing Christian bunny. That was it. I was a right-wing Christian bunny back then. I was rebelling. But after I got my life back to normal again, Halloween... Samhain. Really wonderful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun.
In fact, it's all of our favorite holidays, other than, like, getting presents for Christmas.
And there are giant apples.
And we, yes, giant apples.
Because you had to put them around. It's so delicious.
Yes, we had all the apples for the circle, and at the end, the girls were so happy because they could eat them.
Oh, my God.
They were very delicious apples. I agree with that. So the girl, my daughters were raised this way, and so they're... comfortable with it. Heather is the most skeptical out of the three.
That's so hard to do Reiki on because she's testing me and challenges my every move.
But I think her being skeptical is healthy, and
it
I love
good.
That. You know what I love even more? She's starting to be like, Mom, will you do a spell for me? Because I need whatever.
I both on the floor when she said that. I was like, I'm sorry, what, Heather?
I know.
What did she say? It was awesome.
It was.
It's in your blood.
Well, she'll get there. Look at, I mean, all three of my daughters.
I was like, throw me under the bus. Ashley is the most open. She should be more skeptical, but she's not.
And Kayla? Kayla is constantly, I've got the best daughters, seriously.
Thank you.
I'm
a good looking one.
Yes, and the most good looking. They're pretty and smart, which is an inside joke, but anyway. Actually, I just realized that we are just about out of time. Holy crap,
dang,
yeah.
What the heck?
So, I know, well, we'll just have to laugh again next week. I want to thank you all for joining us today. This has been really fun. It was kind of a family night tonight, so thank you. Oh, Karen just handed us stones. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was a blast. I hope that you enjoyed yourself. I hope that you laughed and hopefully not cried, but...
And go make a pen with a pencil and a string.
Yes, that's your homework. that's your homework for the week. Pencil on a string as a pendulum. I want to hear what happens. You can email me. Check out my website, empoweringthedivine.com. All your spells are going to be up there.
We'll see if we can post a URL for a crystal website. If you want to do a little crystal research, there's a couple that I love going to that have precise, exact, easy-to-read information.
Yep.
We'll talk to your producer about that.
Yeah, well, Josh Hadley, a.k.a. Superman.
He's handsome.
He is handsome.
No kidding.
Josh is handsome. He's going to be mad.
Don't edit it out, Josh. You're in trouble.
We're also going to post a link for the Red Cross and the Duluth and Lake and Superior, Wisconsin. So we can try and help them out as well. So thank you so much for joining me, you guys. Check out my website, empoweringthedivine.com. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/crackmac. What else? I don't know. I think that's about it. I want you all to have the most amazing, amazing week. Twitter?
We're on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm on
Twitter. Crackmac. Crackmac is everything. I'm Crackmac. Hit me up. I'd love to hear from you. For all of the people that have contacted me before, we're making snacks, if you can hear that in the background.
Sorry, hungry.
Loud ladies. Anyway, so hit me up. I'm just so blessed and honored that you spent this hour with me. I will see you next Wednesday, same time, same place. In the meantime, have a most amazing week. I love you dearly, and remember to always take back your light.
And recycle.
And recycle. What the?
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take whatever you put away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? You run and hide. Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away. We'll stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. I just wanna hold you, oh yeah. trying to be? Have I lost my mind? Well, I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain, oh yeah. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Here we go.